Proclamation number 6563 of 5th of June, 1956. God wants to give life to the dead. Time and again my breath of love will touch you, which shall breathe life into you, so that you will awaken and rise from the rigidity of death. So that you look around you and can see life everywhere. For I am an opponent of death and do not want to let you, my living creations, fall a prey to death. With my warmth of love I want to cover the frozen again and thus give it life again. For the frozen shall be able to warm up with me and now be brought to the state of pulsating life, so that it will be blissful again as it was in the beginning. My plan of salvation. The plan of returning the dead to life will also someday have brought me this desired success, because my love never slackens, and as long as love can be effective it will also constantly give birth to new life, and because every spark of life is spiritual substance awakened from death. Yet the effectiveness of love is conditional, for it remains silent where it encounters resistance. Resistance, however, is an opposing influence. Resistance is the working of my opposite pole, which wants death just as persistently as I want to bestow life. And the being created out of my power of love and its will stands between the two of us. It decides itself on life and death insofar as it must open itself to me in my radiation of love in free will in order to be awakened to life. Then my love can begin to be effective. Something dead returns to life and my opposite has lost this spiritual being to me forever. This process of development uninterruptedly happens throughout the universe. For as long as earthly material creations continue to exist, it has not yet come to an end either. And ages will still pass until the final goal is reached, that there is nothing dead anymore in the whole of infinity, that everything is light and life. But only a few people know something of this process of development, about my eternal plan of salvation. Knowledge of it is therefore not necessary as long as people still show spiritual striving, as long as they unconsciously integrate themselves into my law of order and are thus, as it were, in the midst of this process of development, i.e., slowly come to life. But this striving decreases more and more, and before the end of a developmental period it has sunk to a minimum. And then they will also be given knowledge through spirit-awakened people, so that it will still be possible for a few to deal with my plan of salvation intellectually and now consciously integrate themselves into this process, for there are people here and there who cannot close their minds to the logic of this knowledge, who will find in it the explanation which they have long sought intellectually but have not yet been able to find. These can now be determined by the knowledge of the eternal plan of salvation to change their mind and will, because they now become aware of the great responsibility which a wrong decision implies for their soul, and to these now the knowledge of my plan of salvation has become a blessing. But far more people reject it, far more people doubt the credibility of such a knowledge, and these are still entirely under the sway of my opposite pole, and thus they also render my radiation of love ineffective. My breath cannot touch them, they lack all warmth of love which awakens them from death to life. And endless periods of time will pass again until they, too, make this awakening from death to life possible. Endless periods of time will pass until they have freed themselves from my adversary, until they turn to me in their free will and open themselves to my touch of love. But since my love never ceases, I will not give up on any of my creations either. And time and again I inform people of this through my word. For my word is such a ray of love which wants to affect people's hearts. My word will always and forever resound, and no one will be deprived of it. But it must be received into the heart of free will if it is to have an effect as a ray of love and give life to the dead again. Amen.